Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either express or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA.
Love Zone. Come along with me. welcome, welcome. It's yours truly, Mike T, to another edition of the LoveZoneUSA.com. You can go to our website at thelovezoneusa.com, click on any of the icons, and you can also download the show. There's the iTunes icon to the far right when you get to our homepage, the TuneIn icon, and the Stitcher.com icon. And if you want to listen to it live, just click on the broadcast tab and then look it for the BTR logo. And then when you get to the broadcast page, just click on the BTR logo, and that'll take you to the homepage where we're broadcasting live tonight, all the way around the world. As we always say, the Love Zone USA is a place where you can listen to your heart when we live and learn. And we're here to spread love all over the world, and we're going to do that tonight as well. Tonight is a special show. It's going to take me back a little bit. Our guest is from a place that I had the pleasure of becoming America's first disc jockey there. So I made a little history in that continent. And what is the continent? It's called Australia. Down Under, my favorite place. Toured around there, Perth, Brisbane, Sydney. Even got a chance to get over to New Zealand. And did some touring around the country, and also was a guest on one of the large television shows there at one point. I don't know if it's still running. A gentleman named Peter Couchman. We'll talk about that with our guest, as well as tonight's topic is a show entitled 10 Things That Men Are Doing Right, day before Valentine's Day, so that's a good look. Finally, something positive about what men are doing. So ladies, this is something you need to tune into if you haven't as of yet. If you're on Facebook, Twitter, be sure to tell your friends tonight is going to be a special show. And one of the other reasons why it's going to be very special, this show is going to be dedicated to a gentleman that passed away many years ago, but he did something very unique, and it was the invention of a format called the Quiet Storm. And the Quiet Storm was actually developed by a gentleman named Melvin Lindsay, and that format that he developed took over and went to many other radio stations late at night. One of the gentlemen that probably was the first to, premiere that format in the New York market is a good friend of mine. We're going to have him on the show when we do our For the Love of Music show. His name is Vaughn Harper. And many other people have tried and, you know, emulated that Quiet Storm format. Well, we're going to give it to you tonight. I'm going to give you my version. I used to do a version of it. It was called For Lovers Only. I didn't use the name for Quiet Storm. I called it For Lovers Only. I was on from 7 to midnight at WNJR. And it's what they pigeonholed me to do. You know, you get typecast in this music industry. So tonight we're going to give you that version of For Lovers Only, but we're going to take it a step further. On the Love Zone, we're going to do this every now and then. And I thought it would be appropriate tonight, since tonight's show is entitled 10 Things Men Are Doing Right. So ladies, I'm going to take you back to my days at WNJR, where we called it For Lovers Only, but tonight we're calling it something new. Since we're now long ways away from AM radio, and we are now on the World Wide Web, and the name of this show is called The Love Zone. Well, tonight's show, we're going to call this The Love Zone Seduction. That's right. So ladies, have you ever been seduced by a man before? Have you ever had the pleasure of coming home after a hard day's work and a man has got everything ready for you? Well, if it's done right, it's called seduction. And that's one good thing that I can assure you, that if men do that and they do it right, oh, you'll be in love for sure. So tonight's show I'm dedicating to Melvin Lindsay. It's my version of The Quiet Storm, but we're calling it The Love Zone Seduction. And I'm going to kick things off right now with a song by Mr. Eric Benet. It's entitled, You Know What? Got News for You. Here inside the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Yeah. try to tell myself that it was just a game. I'd run again to try and ease that lonely pain. No matter where I traveled, there I'd be, stuck in those walls of skin called me. And I was just a running to find something true. And I'd just be running with nothing to prove. And I kept on running and had nothing to show. They all saw me running and said, there he goes. You caught my eye one day while I was on a run. Somehow you made me feel my life had just begun. I'd seen the last of all my roaming days, 'cause I knew from you I'd never run away. Now you've got me running to get home to you, and my heart keeps running when I think of things you do. And I won't be running to no one else no more. They all see me running and say that's love for sure.
Yeah. I'm not hesitating, no. As soon as work is done, yeah. Fast that my leg can carry me. Life ain't complicated, oh no. You've got only one heart, one joy, one place to be.
Now I'm watching people running all around, chasing after things that'll just run them down. Life is so much better if they change their ways. I wish I could tell them, but you know I can't stay. 'Cause I gotta get running and get home to you.
Gotta get home,
and my heart keeps running when I think of things you do.
Think about the things.
And I won't be running to no one else, no one no more. They all see me running.
Get you prepared for the Valentine's Day weekend. I won't just say it's tomorrow. Every day should be Valentine's Day, but when it falls on a Friday night, and with the weather we've been having in the Northeast, that would call for probably some indoor activity. So tomorrow night should be very interesting for a lot of you ladies and gentlemen, because ladies, on Monday night, the Girlfriend Network alluded to the things that you should be doing for your man on Valentine's Day. It's not only a ladies' night, it should be a lover's night. Men and women should experience Valentine's Day and special for each. And one of the things that I want to reiterate from Monday night is that, ladies, you should know what your man likes. Because if he knows how to seduce you the way I'm going to seduce you this evening with the music here on the Love Zone USA, well, you need to reciprocate. Now, the first part of seduction is knowing what your lady likes. So, ladies, I used to do this so much, I think I got an idea. So the first thing we're going to do is turn the lights down real low. Yeah, we got a dimmer switch. None of that candle stuff. Because, see, a candle can light up a whole room. And if you're going to seduce a woman, fellas, forget the candles. That's too bright for a night like tonight. You got to have a dimmer switch. And with that dimmer switch, you need a red bulb in the socket. And once you put that red bulb in the socket, then you need to get some music like this. So we're going to continue right now. Before we bring on our guest, his name is Nick Theophilou, and he's from Australia. And we're going to talk about the 10 things that men do right. But before we go there, let's get into some Carl Thomas right about now. This one's entitled "Don't Kiss Me Just Yet." It's featuring Snoop Dogg on the Love Zone USA.com.
There'll never be another G like me. So I'm thinking this is really where you need to be. I climb the highest mountains, swim the widest sea. Baby girl, doggy dog is an odyssey. A lot of you, a lot of me. Got it in, so it gotta be. All you gotta do is rock with me. But don't take too long, cause there's 10 more waiting by the end of this song. And you know we've been known to get it on like that.
Why does it take so long? Can't wait to have you, dear. Cause your love is so strong. I need you with me here. Because just a little love goes so long. Yeah, it'll have you smiling just because. Even when everything's wrong, now I got you standing right here. I know it feels good. Don't kiss me. No, no. Kiss me. Unless those lips that you kiss me with will say I love you for life. And don't touch me. No, no, don't you touch me.
You better not do it, baby.
Unless you promise. Me back tonight when I hold you in my arms. Lord knows it feels so sincere. And your fragrance turns me on. Can't believe how bad I'm gone when you're near. Because just a little love
girl, you do with it. They told me not to fool with it, but I just had to go ahead. But now I think I'm cool with it. Tried to be so faithful, used to be so playful. Now I got my cane out, about to pour my game out. Staying at my main house, crazy how it came out. Me and him, we down because we both walking that same route. Wish I never met this girl, but then again, her kiss was wild. She got me breaking down and coming all about my style.
This is Jean Forrest, and when I look for free love, I don't have to look any further than the Love Zone USA with Mike T, because otherwise you may not really be getting free love, and you'll know better the next time when you listen to the Love Zone USA.
Yo, this is EQ, exceptional quality. Yo, when I'm taking a break from making tracks, you know what I got on. I got that Love Zone USA, top 7 of the last 7 countdown, every Friday from 8 to 9, featuring Tony Diamond, Love Zone.
Check out the Countdown Show with Tony Diamond. Tune in as Tony Diamond counts down the top 7 songs and mixes right here on the Love Zone USA. Each and every Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to tune in and tell a friend.
The Love Zone USA.
Hello, hello. Hello, can you hear me out there? Can you hear me? I think Tony's got me up. He's having a little problem. I think I need to refresh. Okay, I'm good. All right, we're going to refresh this and we'll come back to it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that hour. I guess it's time for us to bring in our guests. Like I said, the first part of seduction, turn down the lights real low. And ladies, after that, well, we're going to get some music on in a little while to rub your feet to after a hard day's work. Yeah, we're going to do that. That's the next part of the seduction after you come home to your very special man. There's a lot going on tonight, and we are going to make sure that you are totally seduced by the time this show is over. So, yes. But right now I'm going to see if I can bring my guest in, and hopefully my little button will work. It's not working. Tony, if you can help me out there, I don't know what's going on. We've just got to refresh it a little bit, bring my guest in. We have our guest from down under, Australia. Hello, Nick. Are you with me?
I certainly am. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, very well. Beautiful day here.
It's a beautiful day in Australia?
Yep, beautiful day.
What part of Australia are you in? Are you in Sydney or in Brisbane, Perth?
No, I'm in Melbourne, in the very southern part of Australia, in Melbourne.
Oh, yeah, Melbourne. Oh, yeah. Okay, I forgot about that. So I've looked at your book a little bit, and why don't you tell our audience a little bit about your background and why you wrote this book entitled 10 Things I'm Not Doing Right?
The title of the book is actually 10 Things Men Are Doing, 10 Stories About What Men Are Doing Well.
Okay.
10 Stories About What Men Are Doing Well. And the reason I wrote the book was because it was very clear to me with all the couples. I do a lot of couples counselling here in Melbourne. It's very clear to me that couples mostly often didn't appreciate one another terribly well. And I thought there'd been a lot written about women, so I thought I'd write something about men. So being a male myself, I was particularly interested to see the way other men interacted with the people that they loved, and you know the women and their kids, and it became very clear to me that they were doing a lot of things very well, but people don't really talk about them very much. In fact, when I first I gave a poetry reading, and I just said as a throwaway line, I said, "Look, I'm writing a book, 10 stories about what men are doing well." And three women came up to me at the end, and the first one said, "Well, you know, that's a bit of a waste of time. They don't do anything well." And the second one said, "There's only one thing my husband does well, but you wouldn't tell me what it was." And the last one said that the book was very timely. So this shows to me that there were three different states of mind, if you like, different ways of looking at men. And it left me very angry and also very sad, because it was very clear to me that there were some things that men were doing very well, but I think they don't receive much credit for it. So I thought, right, I'm going to write something about this. And I came up with 10 stories about what men are doing well. Mind you, it's not just women who haven't really thought about this. I've come across a lot of men, too, who, if I ask, what do you think men are doing well, they just look at me. It's because they haven't thought about it before. And this is another reason why I wrote the book as well.
Would you say that most men in relationships are attempting, or they try to put out extra effort to do the right thing by women, to make their women feel special, that this is something that they have clearly on their minds because they understand that there's a two-way street in the reciprocation of, you know, if I do something well, then I will be, as my father used to say, if you treat your woman like a queen, in turn she'll treat you like a king. So would you say that's something that a lot of men try to do?
Yeah, look, I think they do. I think men often think about, you know, men aren't stupid. I mean, you know, when they team up with a woman and say decide to marry, I mean, they take it seriously, and but they sort of take their own way of thinking. Obviously, take their own way of thinking into the marriage, and often they actually don't really know what the woman wants. So, you know, probably it's pretty sensible to me to ask exactly what she wants, because if he doesn't know. Well, maybe he should ask. And more men, I mean, it surprises me, more men are actually doing this. And it certainly makes for a much happier relationship, because at least he knows where he is. I mean, it's a bit pointless buying a present for a woman and finding that she doesn't like it. It's much better to ask her what she wants, unless he knows her very, very well. And knows what colour she likes and the size and all that, but you can get into very dangerous territory. So I think it's much better to ask. And I'd say a lot more men are doing it too.
So that boils down to one of the four bricks that we say it takes to build a strong and good foundation for a relationship. And when a man asks, that means he's communicating. And we always say communication is one of the four golden bricks to build a relationship. Compromise, commitment, and compatibility are the other three. So communication, as you are alluding to, that if a gentleman just simply asks, falls into that communication. And the better the communication, the better the two people are on the same page. And if either of them, I always say, goes into that stagnant zone where they are not communicating, and you have two ships passing through the night, there's a serious breakdown. So, you know, I do agree with you, Nick. We're going to come back, and we're going to go into some music, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to try to delve into some of these things that men are doing right, and talk to Nick about that. And Nick, would you mind divulging some of those things to our audience?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure.
All right. We're going to come back, and we're going to go into those areas of what men are doing correctly. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back into some more music. And this one is Making Love by Eric Benet, here inside the Love Zone, USA.com.
It's a little bit after 11. I was thinking about you a while ago. I'm playing with myself right now. I've got the porno on. I'm laying on the bed naked, legs are open. I kind of think between my legs. I was thinking about you. I feel so good. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Be enough, but it's not true. you even more. The touch is divine, but deeper inside is where we should keep love alive. Love has answered my call, but it's taken me all of this time. I've been learning the way to make love right. All my days and my nights, all my life, I wanna spend it with you making love. I wanna lay it down on a bed of our emotion, embrace you with tenderness and truth, yes. I'll be inside of you with the strength of my devotion, and cherish each moment shared with you. One rhythm of life, body and mind, leaving this whole world behind. In the heat of it all, only deeper will I'm giving you all of my life. I keep on learning new ways to make love right. And with all of my might, day and night, I gonna spend it with you making love. Yeah. All of this time,
good after 11. I was thinking about you a while ago. You're playing it yourself right now. I got my partner on. I'm laying on the bed naked, leg position. I wish to be my leg. I was thinking about you. I feel so good. Oh.
that was a beautiful sound of Michael Henderson, who we've had on our show, along with Gene Kahn, both of those artists we've had here inside the Love Zone USA. Before I get back to our guest, I am going to open the phone line. We have a gentleman on the line, one of our regulars here inside the Love Zone USA. Let me see if I can pull him up right quick. Felix, good evening. How are you?
Hey, Mike, how are you this evening?
I'm good. You ready for Valentine's?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mike.
I said, are you ready for Valentine's Day?
Well, let's put it like this. At the moment, it's like a Valentine's table for one.
Okay.
For right now. I was listening to the gentleman from Australia, and in a lot of ways he is right. Definitely communication is definitely the key in any relationship.
And we always consider that the number one brick here inside the Love Zone USA. And you know what I'm going to do, Felix? If you hold on, I'm going to bring him back in, and we're going to find out some of the things that the men are doing well, because he's written a book about it, and we want to get into that and delve into it kind of a little deeper here. All right? Hold on.
All right. Yeah, cool.
And now I'm going to go back to our guest. Nick, are you there?
I certainly am.
So, Nick, tell our ladies, give us two things, if you will, that men are doing well out of the 10.
Oh, 2 out of 10. I think that men are increasingly enjoying experiencing a lot of joy in fatherhood, and they want to be more involved. A lot more men are becoming like this. And the reasons are many and varied, but the fact is that men are discovering that if they're there for their children, they spend time with their children, it's not only are they happier as people, but more often than not, their partners are happier too, because the wife is seeing the husband with the children, and she loves the fact that he loves the kids as well and wants to spend that sort of time. I think that particular aspect of being male, which is enjoying fatherhood, would have to be the story of the 20th century so far when it comes to the great changes that men have embarked on. So that's, if you find a lot of men are really happy to look after the kids while their wife pursues a career. I mean, it's common knowledge that often it's the woman who will earn more money than the man. And couples get together, and if they're committed, they'll say, "Well, look, there's no point in me going out to work as the husband because I don't earn much. You go out to work," and a lot more women are doing this. And it's not as if men aren't a little a lot of men actually don't really like that idea, but they know it makes sense. I know it makes sense.
Well,
times have changed a lot.
Yeah, the roles have changed a little bit due to the economics of life, and now that men are pitching in and helping out with the family and the role of, pitching in with the kids and being more attentive in that area, I think you're absolutely correct. That's probably something that women, dearly appreciate. But with the financial roles similarly being changed around the world, how do you think that that has affected men in relationships now with women now making more money? Do you feel that men are accepting that well, and or are they falling into the role of understanding that and it's just the way of change?
Look, I think for their own happiness, they need to accept it and enjoy it, because let's face it, a lot of men don't, and unless they do, life is going to become much harder for them and their partner as well. In fact, what I've found with a lot of men who are at home is that they often try and start up their own businesses from a home, and some of them are very, very successful. And also, the other thing is, it doesn't just because his wife goes to work, it doesn't have to be forever. And that at some stage of the game, they'll say, look, you know, we've paid off our house or whatever it is, we're a bit more comfortable. I want to stay at home for a while. It's all a matter of negotiation. I mean, the research will tell you that a couple that who has a common life vision are working towards the same thing are much more likely to be successful as a couple.
And give me another area, now that we've talked about the children and finance, that you feel men are doing things well.
Well, you know what? I find that men are becoming feeling and demonstrating a much greater tenderness towards their partners, to think about, you know, what life is really like for their partners. And I talk about this in my book, where a fellow comes home one night and his wife doesn't even know she's there until he hears a voice from the bedroom. And he goes in and she says, look, I have chronic fatigue syndrome. So basically this woman really couldn't work for a number of months. So what the man reorganized his work life totally so that he could still go to work, but not as much, and hire help to be there for his wife when she wasn't there. And the thing that happened with these two was that she actually said to him, you know, you've become more tender lately, because he was doing things like the shopping and asked what she wanted, and these are the sort of things he didn't do before. And I would say that the word tenderness for me, when I hear a lot of men talking about their wives, and certainly when I see them together, I see a lot of tenderness. Men have got a much greater permission from society nowadays, I think, to demonstrate their tenderness towards their partners. And I think that everyone's happier for it. You know, the last thing you want is a fellow who's sort of closed down and sort of doesn't really say much and doesn't look as if he feels that much. A lot more men are much happier to be much more tender towards their partners now and actually demonstrate it. So I think that's a wonderful thing. And I see it a lot. I see a lot in couples counselling. I see a lot in my own marriage. I see it a lot just in the streets. I mean, all you've got to do is sit at your local coffee house and you'll see a lot of this. If you look for it, you will see it.
That is excellent. That is excellent. It sounds to me that from, I guess, women's perspective, men are allowing them that freedom, that independence that they've been looking for, as well as, you know, when you talk about their role of playing with the children and being more involved, as well as, you know, being more tender, it has really developed these relationships. We're going to talk more about that with our guests. Nick, would you hang in there with me?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we're going to talk about that and a lot more. If you've got something that you would like to say and comment about men and what they're doing well, feel free to give us a call at 347-539-5729. That number again is 347-539-5729 as we get into more of the seduction. I'm going to let the women have their way on this one, because it looks like, ladies, men have finally allowed you to have your time. So for that, we're going to take our hats off to you on this Valentine's Day, and I'm going to give you Kelly praise. It's my time. Here inside the Love Zone USA.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey, here we go. Feel it kind of come now through it. Feel it. This is the Fly Jock, Tom Joyner, plus my co-host, J. Anthony Brown.
This is J. Anthony Brown. If you want to hear some good talk and some good music, listen to the Mike T. Show on the LoveZoneUSA.com. That's what I do. Watch out there now.
Come on, DJ. Hit me with another track.
But girl, you make me so very happy. I think we've got something that a lot of people don't seem to have. Talking about a 50-50 love, yeah.
Oh, we live? My fault. Yo, your boy Tony Diamond. Tune in each and every Monday. It's my girlfriends over at the Girlfriend Network. My lady friends over there. It's your host, Zena, Nicole. The ladies over there chopping it up, talking about sex, love, dating, relationships, marriage. It's where the women stay connected. So definitely chop it up with them. Tune in every Monday between 9 to 10 here on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
And this coming Monday night from 9 to 10... they've got a topic entitled, When Should You Take the Next Step? Maybe from friendship to lover? Well, if that is the next step, and they're going to be talking about that on Monday night, and you'll find out when you should take the next step. We're going to come back and talk to our guest, Nick, in regards to 10 things that men are doing well. We're going to dive into more of what men are doing well right after this.
Yo, this is EQ, exceptional quality. Yo, when I'm taking a break from making tracks, you know what I got on. I got that Love Zone USA, top 7 of the last 7 countdown, every Friday from 8 to 9, featuring Tony Diamond, Love Zone.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows. Singles have the most money to spend, and the LoveZoneUSA.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the LoveZoneUSA.com.
As we're back here inside the LoveZoneUSA.com with the host, Julie Mike T., on our Thursday night, night before Valentine's Day, where we're going to get to seducing you ladies a little bit more. But before that, we want to give credit where credit is due. And I want to bring back our guest, Nick, so he can tell us a little bit more about what men are doing well. Nick, why don't you tell us?
Oh, hi. I'm back. Yes. Well, I was rather enjoying the music, and I was thinking, oh, he's going to ask me what men are doing well. And I would say the one thing that a lot of men are doing well that they haven't been doing that well for one another is actually talking to one another. I think a lot more men are actually talking to one another now about things that are important to them. And the reason why this is important is because it takes pressure off the relationship that they have with their partner at home. So he doesn't come home and talk about a whole lot of stuff to her that he doesn't really need to talk to her about because it's not that important. He'll talk about it with his mates. I think I don't know what the American term for that is, but in Australia we've got a word called mates. I don't know if you've got that word in English. In the United States, you might call them friends over there. But certainly men seem to be talking a lot more to their friends. And what that means is that they have more time to listen to their partners and also not to talk about stuff that's really not necessary. And, you know, I have often heard women say that when the partner has got some good male friends that he can talk to, then the husband is always quieter when he comes home because he's talked about a whole lot of stuff. It might just say that women have been noted for of talking to one another about what's important to them. A lot more men are doing that now too. And I think that can only augur, that can only be a good thing for relationships.
Well, that's very interesting because the show that we do on Monday nights, we call it the Girlfriend Network. And in titling that show, that the Girlfriend Network, is the reason it being is because women do communicate a lot in a networking situation with women, not only about business, about jobs, about career, about family, about children, but about life in general and love, definitely love. And so when you tell me that men are now talking to their, you know, their mates more, their friends, their buddies, that's a good thing because, as you state, you know, we're not necessarily known as the Guy Friend Network. That would be the next show that I'll definitely put on this channel because when men tend to talk about life, love, business, and especially love. I think that's probably the area where they hold their feelings back more so. So if you're saying this is something that men are doing well, for those men listening in the audience who aren't, you know, talk to you guys about love and life and relationships because this is what women do. That's what women do. I think you're spot on with that, and that would be a tremendous attribute. More men to, you know, communicate and network in that fashion. And what else would you say that men are doing well?
Can I just make a comment about what you've just said? I would be very interested to see to have a program for men where men would just be talking. That would be a major breakthrough. I actually don't know of a program like that, but that would be a major breakthrough. The other thing I wanted to mention was a lot of men would be saying, oh, you know, but we don't want to talk like a bunch of women. But I would put it to them that they would probably be actually a lot happier if they did talk more to their male friends about what was important to them. I have seen men much happier through having good male friends. And in fact, many people have said to me, and I know for myself as well, but unless you do have male friends, it's you know, you can't try and force your wife to listen to all your troubles, you know, because and even some of the good stuff, because it can become quite a burden in the same way that. Women talk to one another, then men can too, and I actually think it's a good thing. But in answer to your other question, what more men are doing well, is that I think a lot more men, through talking with other men, are finding out that they're okay. You know, life's tough. Often feels that it's tougher today than it was yesterday. But a lot more men are finding out that basically they're okay. And the way they do that is to find out from other men how they're going. And this makes for a much quieter man who's more happier with himself. And any woman will tell you, if the man is happier with himself, he's a much nicer person to be with.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of women would agree with you. You know, and in thinking about that show, Nick, you know, when I think of men talking, you probably could go up and down the dial and find men talking about sports, and they'll call in on sports shows. But the question is, would they be willing to publicly air their feelings and talk about, you know, what bothers them about relationships, what's good about relationships, how the world is affecting their relationships with them. And that would be, yeah, as you state, very interesting. And to your point, I think when men do air out their wares and tend to talk more and communicate more, they're more, I guess, attentive to women from a listening standpoint, listening attentively. You know, a lot of times I think men tend to take women and they look at them and their mouths are just going blah, 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 blah. But when they're listening attentively, like you say, a quieter man who has had the chance to communicate and he's communicating more with his fellows about life, love, relationships, and things that he feels, I think you're right that that makes for not only a happier man, but definitely a happier relationship. We're going to come back and talk to Nick more about his book. If you'd like to call in, 347-539-5729. I want to bring Nick back one more time, and we're going to tell you how you can get Nick's book as well as how you can contact him. We're going to come back and explore this subject a little bit more. But right now, ladies, you know, one of the things that you do for men, which is part of the seduction process, is the way you treat men, the way you stroke their egos, the way you make a man feel like a man. And when you do that, Luther Vandross says it best. You got me going in circles here inside the Love Zone USA.
Without a destination real, and I'm an ever-spinning top, whirling around till I drop. Oh, but what am I to do? My mind is got me going in circles. Oh, round and round I go, going in circles. Oh, round and round I go. I'm strung out. Never, never, when I feel that way, you know, my soul's at stake. Oh, what am I to do? My mind is in a whirlpool. Give me a little pause. Got me going in circles. Oh, spinning around, around, going in circles. And oh, round and around I go. Somehow over you.
The Love Zone USA. Back to back to back to back.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees, and be your love beside me. That would be all I need if this world were mine. I'd give you anything. I would make you a key with wealth untold. You could have anything if this world were mine. I'd give you each day so sunny and blue, and if you on love.